calling KO4 ULP.
For ULP.
Alexander, do you have a dual VFO radio?
VMO radio, what do you mean by that?
Can you monitor two channels at one time?
So, I think this radio is capable of doing that. But I don't believe this is set up for that right now.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to flip over to 146.520, and that way you can work simplex. I'll give you a few seconds to get there, okay?
That will do.
KO4 HKX, and I'm clear.
ULP, I'm clear.
4 HKX, calling KO4 ULP.
4 ULP.
Don't forget to turn your radio back down, okay?
My radio back down. I always leave it on 25 watts.
Okay, I didn't know if that's what you were doing or not.
Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, you guys read me okay?
You good, but you do have some white noise with you.
Simplex, I tried to call back to you. Just wanted to let you know I could hear both of you pretty well if I open the squelch all the way up, and I'm in Malden right now.
Well, that's pretty good ways, because I'm down here on 290 getting ready to get on in South Carolina.
Repeater a little bit right before you went over to Simplex and flipped over, and I was kind of amazed I could hear it. Thought you'd like to know you were reaching out that far.
Good, because I'm mobile in a tool truck, so I don't have the best setup in here for doing Simplex.
Better than you think. Just wanted to let you know that Whiskey 4 Charlie Tango Whiskey is Tyler Alpha 73 and sign off.
Have a good day and thanks for the information.
And thank you for the information also.
You'll have to give that a try more often throughout the day and see if you can make other contacts driving around here.
I've tried a Simplex before. I went all the way to Dunlap, Tennessee from here with a 6-inch Mac mount antenna on the roof, ran down to a 5-watt handheld, and monitoring Simplex pretty much the whole way, and I think I got one guy calling another station. I could hear him clearly, but he didn't get to that station, and he didn't want to respond to me, and I heard a static for a second, and that was pretty much all I got on Simplex.
It takes some work to get it done, and you got to play with the setup a little bit, and that 6-inch antenna may not have been the best option for that.
The best option, but it's pretty much the only thing I've got, you know, because operating in the car with a handheld antenna, that probably wouldn't be much better.
You make use of what you got, but always know that there's limitations to it.
I pretty much stopped using the setup with the handheld in the car with the antenna on the roof because I just couldn't get anywhere. I mean, I tried a few times around here in the local area on the Sears Head repeater, and my signal was, either I didn't get anybody or my signal wasn't good.
Hard time getting into the repeater on my handheld at my house also, and there's no chance of me getting into it in this tool truck.
From the house fine with the handheld. I can hear loud and clear, and I think I transmit loud and clear, but when I try with the mobile kind of station that I try to set up with the antenna on the roof, it just didn't work.
Well, keep trying. You'll find something that works.
One guy suggests an amplifier that you could plug into the handheld, and it would work better.
Captain 4, is that LK?
Dean, how are you? You got Alexander and Patrick here.
Hello, Alexander. One thing you might try when you get a chance or, you know, later on is a taller antenna, like a 5/8 wave mag mount or something on your car, that'll make a huge difference on being able to reach out. Those little short antennas on a handheld don't do a lot, but sometimes even better than an amplifier, because an amplifier will get you out, but it won't help you receive. And the taller the antenna, the better you'll do.
A bigger mag mount than my 6-inch mag mount, and probably an amplifier, and I should be set to go.
The repeater's a lot better. And also, there's a whole bunch of simplex frequencies out there. There is the one that they call the national calling frequency, 146.520. But there's all kinds of simplex frequencies that people use. So just because you don't hear anybody on that one doesn't mean they're not out there.
Could get a list of all those frequencies, then I would try to plug them in to my radio.
The thing you would program in is just whatever is not used for repeaters that has the plus or the minus shift on it. A lot of those, you can just pick one and use it. And some people just find one that they use with friends or family. Anyway, that's just a thought. But the taller antenna will help you. And good evening, Patrick and Alexander. I'm gonna go. I'm almost back to the office here, and I'm gonna drop this trailer and punch out and be back in my other vehicle. Good to hear you guys. N4ZLK.
There's Shane, KO4HKX. And I'll keep an ear out for you later.
Have a good evening. And, Patrick, so you do tools for a living, if I'm correct. Service the tools or sell the tools or what?
Service tools.
What?
Matco franchise, MATCO.
They pretty much do car mechanics and oil change stuff and all that.
Majority of our business, or my business, is auto mechanics, but we do other things also. Like in the morning, I will be driving down to Lawrence to visit the Michelin test track for their maintenance guys and their auto shop also.
So what kind of servicing do tools need?
Replace anything that's broken with warranty stuff. If it's under warranty, or I send it out for repair, or if I can repair it on the truck myself, I try to take care of that so it speeds the process up. Ratchets, you put new gears in them, maybe a new head, or if it breaks the handle for some reason, that kind of stuff.
More of a high-quality tool type business, like, you know, doesn't sound like you, like, go run and buy those at Walmart.
Different version of what you buy at Walmart, yes. But maybe one day your dad or somebody can bring you by and I'll show you the tool truck.
I've been a little bit interested in how engines work and, like, all the mechanic stuff. You know, I'm planning to try to fix a lawnmower engine with K2RCL when he has time.
Well, Russell, maybe he can bring you over. Russell's been on the truck before. He helped me set this new truck up. So maybe you can catch up with him and he can bring you out and we can take a look at it. But I was a mechanic for almost 20 years before I bought into the tools business.
Tools or mechanics?
Question to answer. I really loved working on cars, but my body says, no, you can't do that anymore. So at least this way I still get to help the guys work on cars, and I'm still around the industry. So I kind of like both of them.
I'm excited to learn more about engines with Russell, and I don't know, that might be a career I end up pursuing. I'm not sure.
Definitely a good career path, but it's a lot of education to get to the upper end, the upper levels of working on vehicles, and not just changing brakes and stuff like that. It is a definitely a journey, and it's something nobody can take away from you once you learn it.
I got a little curious question for you. Maybe you could kind of help us figure this out since you have some mechanic background. We were in Dunlap, Tennessee for Thanksgiving, and we drove up with our Ford Expedition, and the battery died. And my uncle jumped it for my dad so we could go to church. At church, the battery died. Somebody else jumped it there. Then going home from church, the car wouldn't shift. It would only stay in first gear. And then when we placed a new battery, it worked perfectly fine.
KO4HKX Friday, Austin. So what happens there is once battery voltage gets down below 10 volts on a car, they won't work like they're supposed to. They're designed to work between the 10 and 12 volt range. So you've got to maintain that to the electronics or they don't work like they're supposed to. Hence the reason it would not shift.
Of how the cars are more electrically made now, I'm just curious, with the older engines, would you have the same problem? KO4ULP for station ID.
Older engine, you don't have all the electronics on it, and they will run without the battery hooked up, and you can run off the alternator. As long as you maintain enough power to fire the coil, you're good.
Putting how they put new electrical stuff into the cars isn't necessarily a good thing.
Depends on how you look at that. You can argue both sides of that. I don't know about you, but I kind of like air conditioning and heat and power windows, power door locks, radios, that kind of stuff. I've kind of gotten used to that. And all that's electronics, and that stuff doesn't work right when the voltage is not right on them.
Wouldn't want to drive a car down here in South Carolina at 90 degrees with no air conditioning. So, I guess there are some aspects of that electronics are good and bad.
That's it. Sometimes you have to give up a few things to get a few things, and we make cars much more complex so that we would be more comfortable.
I wonder why they couldn't keep the engine simple and yet still have the same luxuries.
Deal with emissions. That's when you get into the smog and all the contaminants in the air that you breathe. That would be why you get all the most of the electronics for that reason, is to clean up how the engine runs and make it more efficient and get more power out of it.
Cars are very interestingly made.
Car. They are a high-tech piece of equipment going down the road nowadays.
Yeah, I'm still amazed about how the people ever thought to build one, because I don't think I could figure it out.
Like anything else, you put your mind to it, you can figure out a way to get out of it. You just have to set your mind to it and start trying different things, and don't be afraid to fail until you succeed.
This is an important part of it.
Interesting part of history to go read about. If you like to read about that kind of stuff, you can go read about Rudolf Diesel, which invented the diesel engine, or Henry Ford. They're great men of history and contributed greatly to this society we live in now, in some ways good and some ways bad.
I really do enjoy reading. I've read a book on Henry Ford, and right now I'm into a really good book called Shot Down. It's it's a true story about a pilot in World War II that was shot down in his Lancer, I think, bomber. And he was a navigator with that. And it's been so far an interesting story.
That's a good part of the history to learn so you don't repeat it in your generation. That's a good thing to learn with history. If you don't learn from history and our past mistakes, you will make the same ones over and over again.
Thank you. I really do enjoy history and reading and learning about it.
Alexander, that's a good subject to learn.
It is very interesting. I really do enjoy the World War II era history. There's a lot of interesting things in that era that happened.
For sure, that is a generation that should never be forgotten. But Alexander, I'm going to have to hop off here. I'm approaching a state line, so I'm going to say 7-3s. You have a good evening. I've enjoyed our QSO. I enjoyed being your first contact on Simplex, and look forward to talking to you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
Oh, Patrick, it was nice talking with you. This is KO4ULP, and I'm clear.
ULP, this is KO4SCU calling.
4ULP.
Good evening. I heard you calling as your first QSO on Simplex. That's great.
It really was an interesting experience. It's Simplex is different from the repeater.
It is. I'm driving on 26, headed east. I'm at the near Welford, on from heading to Charleston.
Okay, would that be? Oh, I think. Well, I know where 26 is. I don't know if how many 26s there are around, but I think it's the same one.
End of the state to the North Carolina line, all the way down to the ocean.
The probably the same 26. I'm not sure if you're on this part, but they're widening one part, I think, between like Hendersonville and Asheville.
What state are you in?
North Carolina, but we're up in North Carolina in that area a lot. My cousin goes to school up that way. She is living with us for schooling. She's actually from Canada, but anyway, my dad went to the same school, and we just have family up there, and I'm pretty familiar with the area.
Well, good. I just heard your QSO earlier. I just wanted to be your second, so have a great evening, and enjoy ham radio.
I am enjoying ham radio. It's been, I've had my license for about 3 or 4 weeks, and I've really enjoyed it. I mean, it's a great hobby.
You'll learn a lot about science and electronics and everything. I'm sure you did when you got your initial license. But yeah, it'll definitely use it for a lifetime, that's for sure.
I'll use it for a lifetime if I can.
Is your name Patrick?
Alexander. Patrick was the other guy that I was talking to.
I got you. Well, Alexander, have a great night. It was great to have a QSO with you, and this is KN4SCU, and I'll be standing by on Simplex.
KO4ULP, and I'm clear. KO4ULP, Kilo Oscar 4 Uniform, my papa, and monitoring.